USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations regarding another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up, President Trump says there's good news about a vaccine for the virus.
We're studying the reports very closely. I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised with what's going on the vaccine front and the therapeutic front.
President Trump also says the White House coronavirus task force briefings will resume on Tuesday. Democrats are demanding internal investigations into the Trump administration's deployment of troops into Portland. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says those troops went out west for a good reason.
We actually had credible information that the federal guns were going to be attacked. That's what led us to putting more resources there. And guess what? That's exactly what happened.
The Democratic Attorney General in Oregon is also suing the Department of Homeland Security over arrests in Portland. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With lawmakers back from their two-week recess and now debating a new stimulus bill, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes there needs to be some sort of protections for businesses.
You're looking for a theme here, think liability protection for those who've been trying to deal with the pandemic. We don't need an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic we're already struggling with. Kids in school, jobs, and healthcare.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he may have to stop cancer treatments if the current course doesn't work during a Good Morning America interview.
No, just continue with chemo and see what happens. But I'm not going to go to any extraordinary measures to ensure my survival.
The statement comes just days after the 79-year-old game show host gave a positive update about his health. Trebek was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in March of last year. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Kentucky couple is under house arrest after one of them tested positive for coronavirus and refused to sign self-quarantine papers. Elizabeth Linscott got tested for COVID-19 because she was planning to go visit her parents.
My grandparents wanted to see me too, so just to make sure that, you know, if I tested negative, that they would be okay, that everything would be fine.
Lynn Scott telling WAVE-TV in Kentucky that she tested positive but did not show any symptoms, and the health department had requested she sign documents.
Pretty much it was that I agreed to comply, to call the health department if I was to call the health department prior to leaving my house for any reason.
Later that week, the county sheriff greeted Lynn Scott's husband, Isaiah, at the front door.
Open up the door, there's like 8 different people, 5 different cars. I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy's in a suit with a mask. It's the health department guy, and they have 3 papers for us, for me, her, and my daughter.
The couple was ordered to wear ankle monitors, and if they travel more than 200 feet, law enforcement will be notified.
We didn't rob a bank. We didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't, you know, hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong.
Couple said they never denied self-quarantine, they just didn't agree with the wording of the documents. More news can be found on usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.